The High and Late Middle Ages. In the High Middle Ages, the population of Thuringia increased. This was due to larger crop yields, the result in turn of new methods of cultivation, like the three-crop rotation system, as well as the use of new and better farm equipment. In addition, extensive forest clearing schemes increased the areas under cultivation.
The system of land management introduced by the Franks in Thuringia, such as the manorial system, was expanded. Feudal law and the principles of church property were instituted. In the 8th century under the Carolingians, a feudal hierarchy developed with the king at the very top. Beneath him were the aristocracy, the freemen, and the serfs. Fortified courts served as residences for the aristocracy, who could also withdraw to smaller castles for protection against attack. With his retinue, the king travelled throughout the land, visiting his many palaces and royal courts.
The continuous regional development also affected sparsely populated East Thuringia, with its small number of Slavic settlements. A specific scheme aimed at settling the area with Thuringians and Frankish farmers ensued. German settlements were founded, and the mining industry continued to develop.
In the 10th century, early urban market towns began sprouting up along old roads and trade routes wherever craftsmen, merchants, and traders had settled. In the 11th century, these developed into fortified towns with market privileges and the rights to mint coins and impose custom duties. This led to an exodus from the rural farming areas. Villages in inhospitable and out-of-the-way areas were abandoned and are today completely deserted.
Excavation work in these deserted villages has enabled us to learn all about the structures that had prevailed here. An example is the objects that were found in the deserted village of Gommerstedt near Arnstadt, with the bailey tower of a minor aristocrat. You can see them here in the showcase. The showcase ahead of you displays objects found in medieval Erfurt. Of course, they represent only a small selection. A separate presentation of the results of medieval archaeology is planned for the years to come.